This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. We continue our coverage of President Trump's decision today to withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Accord. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey joins us now. Senator, President Trump said today he based his decision on economic reasons, saying that the agreement gives other countries economic advantage over the United States. Does it?
Well, by his pulling out of this agreement, he's going to give China and Germany and others an economic advantage over our country, because this clean energy sector is the fastest growing part of our economy and the global economy. For example, in Massachusetts, we now have 100,000 people working in the clean energy sector. There are only 70,000 coal miners in the whole country. We have 100,000 clean energy workers in our state, and we're adding 10,000 per year. This was a phenomenal economic opportunity for our country. The president has decided to just abdicate responsibility and walk away.
Well, how could that effort, as strong as you say it is, be undercut with this announcement by the president today? Would the state not continue to create more clean energy jobs?
We will continue to create more clean energy jobs, but it's going to slow down the pace of change because there will be less demand for the products which we are making across our entire country, because the goals will be lower. Massachusetts is the brain state in addition to being the Bay State, so we're inventing new technologies, new metals, new building materials, and that was all part of this incredible revolution that was taking place. But today, Donald Trump announced that we can't do it. We can't continue to have this technological revolution, which has created so many jobs, not just in Massachusetts, by the way, but across the whole country.
And across the whole country. So again, though, why would there be less demand for the kinds of things that Massachusetts produces and does?
The reason there would be less demand is that right now, President Obama had, up until 3 o'clock this afternoon, set a goal of reducing greenhouse gases by 26% by the year 2025. That required a lot of innovation, a lot of new clean energy installation, a lot of new breakthrough on battery technologies, on metals that would make it possible for us in order to achieve that goal. That's what we do in Massachusetts. The president today announced that we're not going to meet that goal. And so as a result, there will not be as much demand for that clean energy that was being invented, not just in Massachusetts, but in many other states in our country.
Mayor Walsh and Governor Baker say that efforts to combat climate change will press on, regardless of what the president has decided. I wonder what role there is for you in that plan. What role can you play in helping local and state efforts?
I'm going to continue to work at the federal level to partner with Mayor Walsh, to partner with the state. One of the things that President Trump is intent on dismantling is a law that I was able to pass in 2007, which President Obama used to increase fuel economy standards to 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. That's really what created the climate for Elon Musk and others to be able to invest in, thinking that there was going to be a guaranteed market for all electric vehicles. So my job will be to continue to try to protect the clean energy research budget of the Department of Energy, at the EPA, because a disproportionate amount of that research money does come into Massachusetts, and Trump has put a bullseye on those programs in order to make sure that the coal industry doesn't feel the same level of stress and threat which it does today.
Well, appreciate your time. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.